have your Bibles in Matthew chapter 10. And again, I'm reading verse 1, then we'll skip down to verse 5. You know all who the disciples are. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Understand that they can only do this because it came from the authority of Jesus, which then came from the authority of God. Nothing that Jesus did was on his own authority. He did this because the Father gave him authority to give authority to his disciples to do all of those things. These 12, Jesus sent out after instructing them. He didn't say just go out. He instructed them very precisely. He says, do not go in the way of Gentiles. Stay away from those folks. Do not enter any city of the Samaritans. You stay away from those folks. But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, warn them that what is here, that I am here, I am the kingdom of God, that it is here. You better take awareness. You better take note of what's going on in this time in history, that God has came down in the form of his son so that he might deliver not only the nation of Israel, but he would graft in the Gentiles so that all men might become the righteousness of God. He says, I want you to heal the sick. I want you to show them that you have the authority to do, that there's nothing on this earth that you can't, that you don't have authority over. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts. In other words, this is not for sale. I don't have tapes at the back for $9.99. And if you buy it today, you get two tapes. That's why I don't allow folks to come in here that if they truly want to worship, then they have tapes. We'll tell you about it, and you can buy them later. But if they truly want to come to worship, that's fine. But when they want to come and promote their own group, we're not making the house of the Lord a den of thieves. This is not for sale. Man can come without cost. If God has given me a message, it's not for sale. And all these people that call themselves Christians buy all these tapes on how to live and how to do instead of spending time in the Word of God alone in our secret place with Him, as we learned in Sunday school this morning. See, Christianity is devoid of the Spirit of God. It's devoid of the Spirit of God. Do you know that? Because you're doing it in the flesh. And all you are born is flesh. Flesh can beget flesh. You're born spiritually dead. Until you're born again, you're not spirit. You can't even worship God. God is spirit, and you must worship God in spirit and in truth. Jesus said, I am the truth and the way. No one comes to the Father but through me. But this isn't for sale. Don't go and be selling what you do. Don't be healing people for money. Don't be showing the works of God for money. Or a bag, journey, even a two-coat, sandals, or staff, for the worker is worthy of his support. In whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it. You just don't go and just haphazardly do the things of God, but it's inquiring. Taking counsel, sitting alone with God and listening to the Spirit of God in your life, you inquire of God in your life as a child of God. See, Christians do what they want to do and then ask God to bless it. Children of God are just simply obedient to the Word of God. In whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it. Stay in that house until you leave that city. As you enter the house, give it your greetings. If the house is worthy, give it your blessing. But if it is not worthy, take back your blessing of peace. God was very dogmatic in instructing Jesus Christ on how to respond to and how disciples are supposed to respond to other people about the kingdom of God coming in hand. It's not for everybody. But the paradox is that it is for everybody. But if they did not support, if they did not listen, if they did not, they weren't worthy, then they took their blessing of peace away from those folks. Simply out of a command from Jesus Christ. They didn't try to persuade them. You ought to see the persuasion on here. I've been that, down that road of trying to persuade people to become a Christian, and yet they never become a child of God. I hope that if you're a Christian, that at some point in your walk, you've become a child of God in that walk. And no longer do you need to be called a Christian. You now are a child of God. Whoever does not receive you, nor heed your words, as you go out of the house of the city, shake the dust off your feet. See, as a protest. I can only give you the Word of God. I can only tell you what He has taught me. And what He has taught me, you ought to be able to look up and find that that's what's written. If you would simply take the time to inquire about each denomination that there is and sit down with the Word of God, you'll see where it's all in error. You see, the reason we have the denominations is because man has put his opinion in on that instead of what the Word of God says. But if they don't, he didn't say go back and let's go back another time. They had their chance. The kingdom of God was there. The truth was told. They told that you must be repent. It wasn't about loving your neighbor. Okay? That's an aftermath. After you become a child of God and then you learn to love people with an agape love, one that takes into account no wrong, that allows you to be that instrument that God uses to bring the light of the world to a dark world. It's not about love. God loves us enough that He sent His Son that we not suffer His wrath. You can't love somebody and allow them to stay where they're at and how they're born, and you can't put a name on them called Christianity and call them Christians, and they're going to die and go to hell when they've never been born again. Truly I say to you, it's going to be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than that city. Why? Because they heard the Word of God. Because the Word of God came into their presence and they rejected it, and it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than those folks that hear the Word of God. But people are not hearing the Word of God. They're hearing about Christianity. Christianity is something that you live in the flesh. Child of God is something you live in the Spirit. It's about time somebody begins to stand up and tell the world that this is wrong. Christianity will lead to heartbreak. It will lead to disappointment. It will lead ultimately to eternal damnation. Because you cannot follow the teachings of Jesus Christ in the flesh. As Jesus told the young ruler, you must sell everything and come follow me. And he went away disappointed. And the disciples said, man, if that man can't be saved, who can be saved? He says, what's impossible for man is only possible with God. And when we take out the miracle of the new birth, then we don't have anything. Let's look at Mark 6, 7 through 13. It's just another account, but I want to read this. Because each one of these accounts brings in a new truth. You got to read all of it. You can't just read part of it. You just can't pick out the stuff that makes you feel comfortable. You can't pick out the stuff and make it where it's possible for you. Because God says it's impossible. It says, and this is beginning verse 7, and he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them that they should take nothing for their journey except mere staff, no bread, no bag, no money, nor belt, but to wear sandals. And he added, do not put on two tunics. And he said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave town. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you as you go from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them. See, when people hear the true word of God and they reject it and they take another form of religion, sometimes you gotta dust the sand off your feet and move forward in your ministries. Some people aren't going to accept this. But see, with Christianity, it gives man hope, a false hope. Christianity gives man a false hope. I hear people say all the time, oh, I know that they were saved. They were saved when they were a little kid, but they just don't live. They don't live the life. But they were saved when they were a kid. No, they were became Christians when they were a little kid. Then they become children of God. And if they stay in a particular denomination and they don't hear the true word of God, they never become children of God. And therefore, when life takes its toll on them, training up a child in the way he should go is not just telling him to pray for Jesus to come into their heart, which is not in Scripture. It's not in Scripture. It's not there. That's not training it. Training a child up is taking them against their nature and make them do what's right. Against their nature. So that someday when they're old, they'll have the authority and fear of God in their life. So they become children of God. Not a mere joining. When people join a church, what does that mean? That means I'm coming in and I'm going to do what you do. I'm going to believe the way you believe. Again, the last time I read, we talked about last week, is that I believe you don't join church. You become church by the miracle of the new birth. You're born into this relationship. You don't just put all your efforts forth. Your efforts leave you undone. Your efforts leave you in eternal damnation. See, when we take the future of our eternity and we put it in a God's hand who is sovereign over all and ask him to for us to become his workmanship and to give us his spirit, You don't see that in Christianity. You see, say a prayer. You believe as much as you believe. How much did you believe in the things you used to believe when you were a child and you thought they were true? And you come to find out later that they weren't, right? But look how you lived your life as it was true. Well, most Christians are going to find out when it's too late, because when they hear this message, they're not going to look into the Scripture to see and even see if it contradicts what they believe. They're not going to go and say, God, is this right or this wrong? They're going to throw me off as a madman, run me out of the city, because I'm presenting something to you that is new. But it's not new. It's just been covered up by lies. It's been covered up by Satan. To get people comfortable in their Christianity, so that when they stand before God, he says, depart from me, I never knew you. In that conversation I had this week, the lady said, well, what's so bad is all those bad people out there that just don't know Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You got to know Jesus. You got to have Jesus in your heart. And Jesus has got to be in your heart. It's got to be, we got to tell everybody about Jesus. And I tried to interrupt her and say, you know what's even more sad about that? It's people that think that they're okay with God and they're not. That's even more of a tragedy. That's why he wrote Matthew chapter 7. Okay? And all they come back with, look at all we did for you, God. We cast out demons in your name. We perform miracles in your name. Man, we sacrificed our life for you. Jesus, we sacrificed it all for you. He says, depart from me. I never knew you. If you hear the call of God and you don't respond, and you respond with Christianity, you're going to miss it. You hearing what I'm saying? If you're answering the call of God with Christianity, you're going to miss it. Any place that doesn't receive you or listen to you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for testimony against them. Not getting a second chance. Not getting a third chance. Not getting a fourth chance. They heard the word of God and they rejected it, and they wiped the sand off their feet and moved on in their ministry. Not held responsible for the eternal damnation that these people would incur, but went forth to share the news and the gospel. And what was that they were teaching? They went out and preached that men should repent, not believe. They did not preach that they should believe. They preached that man should repent. And then when man figured out they couldn't repent, see, and that was the baptism of John. Baptism with John was joining a particular sect that said, we're going to try to live a different life. They weren't born again because they weren't baptized by the Holy Spirit. They were baptized by water. So they were. See, that's what Christianity is. You're making that decision. You're making that commitment in your physical life that you're going to follow Jesus' teaching. But then when you go through with the Scripture and the help of the Holy Spirit, you find out that that doesn't do you any good. Because faith comes from hearing, and the hearing by the Word of God. And apart from that, you can't have any of this. But they went out and preached that men should repent. Where do you see that in our churches today? And they were casting out many demons and were anointing with oil. Many sick people were healing. And then real quick, Hebrews 3, 12 through 19. We won't go through all this. It's just, we'll start with this warning. See, we're going to start with a warning. Take care, brethren, that there not be any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. See, Christianity can make you fall away from the living God because it's not backed by truth. It's not backed by truth. If all you have is Christianity, you're going to die and go to hell. And you will fall away from the living God. That's why these churches are able to come in and anoint women as pastors and deacons, as women as deacons, and then men that have alternate lifestyles, that are homosexuals, are leading and preaching in churches today because their Christianity is void of the Spirit of God. That's why you're seeing the evolution of what we're seeing in our world today. That's why the Pope says we need to take another look at this gender thing. See, God is all love. It's all about love, isn't it? It's all about we accept everybody. Well, God did not accept us where we were at. You show me in Scripture where God says he accepts us where we're at. I find out he accepts us in spite of where we're at. And I also see in the Word of God where he loves us enough not to leave us where he finds us. So you see, if you begin to inquire of God about these matters of the world that we're going through, see, the decisions we make in this generation will affect the generations to come. And when we allowed this movement of Christianity to come across the world in America, it was Satan's plan. It was Satan's plan to hold on to the term Christianity, that meant something, that made me something, that made me, in my effort, trying to live like something. See, boy, that sounds good. But devoid of the Spirit, you're in the same fate of those that never step foot inside of a building to come and worship. See, so many people join a church, they go to church, but very few people are the church. And that's what God saved me out of. It's what breaks my heart. When I stand in a room and all they talk about is what they're doing and how they're Christians and how good they are and all the stuff that they do, and no one ever tells me they've been born again and they're convicted by the Holy Spirit of their sins and they mourned over that sin and they went to a holy God and say, God, I'm undone. Apart from this and how it's said and how it's written and how it's received, doesn't matter what you call yourself. It matters if he calls you son, child.